From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo said Indonesia to send general to Myanmar to highlight transition with junta leaders. Indonesian finance minister stresses importance of quality budget spending. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo recently said that Indonesia plans to send a military general to Myanmar to talk its junta leaders. The president hopes to be able to show Myanmar's military rulers how Indonesia has made a successful transition to democracy. The president told Reuters in an interview in his office in Jakarta that he did not rule out traveling to Myanmar himself, but acknowledged that dialogue would likely be easier between officials from similar backgrounds. Indonesia takes on the chairmanship of the Association of Southeast Asian Nation Asian this year, and with it, the responsibility of trying to resolve the region's perennial problem of the suppressions of democracy in fellow member Myanmar. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has stressed the importance of quality state budget spending to provide optimal benefits to the people. Minister Mulyani said that one of the priorities of the state budget is improving human resources. According to the minister, in the past 3 years, there has been significant spending on health, which has been predominantly used for COVID-19 handling and covering vaccination treatments and expenses of people undergoing self-isolation, among other things. The state budget functions as a shock absorber, she said, which consistently protects the people and the economy at times when the global situation is not stable, such as when fuel prices fluctuate. Indonesian democratic system is expected to continue to provide many benefits to society towards progress. It even has a positive impact on modern nation civilization. This was stated by the executive director of the Habibie Center, Hassan Ansori, during the Democratic Dialogue Series towards 2024 election event at the Habibie Center, Jakarta, on Thursday.
In the vision of the Habibie Center, democracy is not only viewed as political machinery, but as a way of living. Democracy is not only a tool for achieving and gaining power, but it must be a way of building and becoming a civilization to build a nation, to build this modern Indonesian nation. Therefore, at Habibie Center, we establish and implement democracy with various aspects. We have an Institute for Democracy and Human Rights. So, we link democracy and human rights. We also have an Institute for Economics and Ecology. We see democracy through economy and ecology. Hassan Ansori also said that the fact is that democracy is not always related to human welfare. After all, democracy is the latest synthesis of human civilization, but democracy is not the final synthesis. Therefore, according to Ansori, democracy must not stop because democracy is not only a state of mind, but also a state of action. There should be no discrimination between developed and developing countries when it comes to providing green energy investment. Indonesian Minister of Investment and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board BKPM, Pahlil Hadalia, has emphasized.
He informed at the 2023 Mandiri Investment Forum MIF on Thursday, many international parties have encouraged all countries to use new and renewable energy. However, only 1/5 of green energy investment is channeled to developing countries. The minister added, hence it is necessary to have the same views that all countries are equal. There should be no discrimination between developing countries and developed countries in having the same opportunities to receive green energy investment. Let's move on to the international news, where Israel and Sudan have finalized the text of peace agreement to be signed later this year, Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen announced on Thursday. Speaking upon returning to Tel Aviv from a visit to Sudan's capital Khartoum, Cohen said the trip was made with the consent of the United States and that a signing ceremony is expected to take place in Washington after the transfer of power in Sudan to a civilian government that will be established as part of the ongoing transition process in the country. He told a press conference on Thursday that the visit to Sudan laid the foundation for a historic peace agreement with a strategic Arab and Muslim country. The peace agreement between Israel and Sudan will promote regional stability and contribute to the national security of the State of Israel. The Philippines granting the United States greater access to military bases hurts regional stability and raises tensions. China's foreign ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said in a regular briefing on Thursday. Statements on Thursday from the Defense Ministry of the Philippines and United States said Washington would be given expanded access to four more locations under an enhanced defense cooperation agreement at ECA dating to 2014. The United States and the Philippines announced a deal Thursday to give U.S. troops access to another four bases in the Southeast Asian nation as the longtime allies seek to counter China's military rise. The agreement to expand cooperation in strategic areas of the country was made during a visit by U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. It comes as the country seeks to repair ties that were fractured in recent years. The global oil prices are expected to weaken to the level of 74 until $78.50 per barrel in Friday's trading. Prices of oil in the European trade opened at $75.96 per barrel on Friday, February the 3rd. Director of PT Profit Forex Sino Berjangka Ibrahim Asjuangpi said that oil prices remained stable as Thursday after falling in the previous sessions due to the weakening of the U.S. dollar that had boosted sentiments. Although sanctions on Russian oil products added to the uncertainty and OPEC's decisions to continue with production cuts help ease fears of oversupply.
Oh, Today's commentary is on political crisis and civil war in Myanmar continues. Wednesday, February 1, 2023, is exactly 2 years since the military coup took place in Myanmar. During that time, the civil war and political crisis continued in the country. Since the military junta took power from the civilian government in 2021, thousands of protesters, activists, and officials related to the civilian government have been detained. Thousands of people were also reported to have died at the hands of the military junta in demonstrations and clashes against the coup. Since the coup occurred, the Myanmar Political Prisoners Assistance Association noted that as of January 31, 2022, there are nearly 3,000 civilians killed. In addition, more than 17,500 people were detained and 1 million people left homeless. The number killed is outside the number of the ethnic minority Rohingya who have been prosecuted since 7 years ago. The Myanmar non-governmental organization Witness reported that the Myanmar military junta had not stopped airstrikes on villages. The targets of the attacks were not only the headquarters of the group accused of rebelling, but also residence houses, places of worship, and schools. In the midst of the civil war and political crisis, the Myanmar military junta suddenly promised to hold election in August this year. Observers and Myanmar civil society immediately rejected the plan. They believe that the Myanmar military junta is trying to legitimize its power by staging fake general elections. The goal is to make it appear as though a legitimate, democratically elected government will be formed. In fact, the intention of the military junta in holding election is none other than to legitimate the grip of its power. In addition, the election was also rejected because it risked exacerbating instability, as stated by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres. He warned that a military planned a general election amid crackdown on civilians and political leaders risked exacerbating instability. Feeling uneasy about the civil war and political crisis in Myanmar that never ended, several countries such as the United States, Canada, Britain, and Australia imposed sanctions on the election commission, energy companies, and mining companies in Myanmar. If the United States and its allies chose to impose sanctions, it will not be the case for ASEAN countries who want to continue to prioritize dialogue as an effort to end the civil war and political crisis in Myanmar. It's a shame that dialogue efforts have so far failed because the military junta government doesn't want to have dialogue. Seeing this fact, there is nothing wrong if under Indonesia's chairmanship this year, ASEAN start trying other ways, such as applying pressure on the Myanmar economy. This action has been taken by the United States, Canada, Australia, the European Union, and the United Kingdom. Despite not having a sanctions mechanism, ASEAN or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations needs to find ways to exert pressure, which will force the military junta to enter into dialogue in order to resolve the crisis in Myanmar. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'll begin today in history with February the 3rd, 1966. The Soviet Union spacecraft Luna 9 made the first landing on the moon. Luna 9, internal designation YE-6 number 13, was an unmanned space mission in the Soviet Union's Luna program. On February the 3rd, 1966, the Luna 9 spacecraft became the first to make a soft landing on the moon or a celestial body other than Earth and transmit data and photography from it to Earth. With a weight of 1,538 kilograms and a height of 2.7 meters, the spacecraft is equipped with various tools for observing the moon, such as radio system, television cameras, climate control, scientific gauges, batteries, and airbags to support research needs. Unmanned, Luna 9 was piloted away from the Baikonur Cosmodrome, Russia, until its successful landing. Turning to February the 3rd, 1969, Yasser Arafat officially appointed chairman of the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO. The Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, was formed in 1964 by the Arab League in Jerusalem. Yasser Arafat replaced Yahya Hamouda, who had led the PLO since 1984, and Arafat led the Palestine Liberation Organization until 2004. Arafat dedicated much of his life to fighting Israel and was so involved in fighting between and was also involved in fighting between Palestinians and Jordanian and Lebanese forces at different times. Today in history ends with 2007, the suicide bombing in Baghdad. A suicide bomb attack hit Sadriyah Market, Baghdad, Iraq, on February 3, 2007. The bomb explosion, estimated to have weighed nearly a ton, killed 135 people and injured 339 others. The suicide bombing was part of the Shiite and Sunni conflicts in Iraq. That was today in history.
Now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. Nobody then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now,
I'm living in my dreams right now.
Right now,
listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly, just be yourself for a while. And having a good time, I'm having a good time. We're having a good time, say. Tonight, don't be ashamed to be wild. Now, one that you're staring, friend that you thought will never groove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on. Step aside the difference, now work hard against a million. You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih, dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and the fraction, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment?
Silence.
Give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust and move. It's cool. You can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'm making singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king.
We thirst the diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure. Let's
go.
Just
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
State-owned enterprises Minister Erick Thohir ensured his ministry will support in achieving the 2023 investment target, namely 1,400 trillion rupiah, to get investment by using state-owned businesses' assets. His statement was made during Mandiri Investment Forum MIF 2023, which was attended by President Joko Widodo in Jakarta on Wednesday, as quoted from Antara News Agency. Erick Thohir explained state-owned enterprises will try to get investment outside of the stock market up to 127 trillion rupiah in all state-owned companies' assets, which is cooperating with the private sector and the micro, small, medium businesses. The investment potentials is divided into some sectors, namely energy and oil and gas, tourism and its supporting, logistics services and infrastructures. The 12th Mandiri Investment Forum aimed to attract investment opportunities. The forum is a discussion platform on domestic and global economic development with the global level speakers. Erick Thohir explained, the event promotes the development and reformation of government's policy as well as investment opportunity in Indonesia, facilitates public dialogue and contributes actively to investment target achievement in Indonesia. According to the minister, just like the government and private sector's role, the state-owned enterprises will also maintain the economic growth amid the current global uncertainty. He added it was proven that state-owned companies can survive the pandemic, and the ministry will keep the sustainability of changes for the welfare of all Indonesians. Erick Thohir also said that it became the priority of state-owned enterprises. Moreover, the International Monetary Fund IMF forecasted that Indonesia will not face recession, for its economy is predictably still growing about 5% this year. The prediction is also far higher than other countries' economic growth.
Hi.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Jocemar Beach. Listener, Tanah Bambu is one of the regions in South Kalimantan. It is known as the region which has lots of interesting tourism spots to visit. You can also enjoy some natural attractions from beaches to lakes. For you who like beach tourism, there is Jocemara Beach that you have to visit. The beach, which is equipped with various water sport facilities, is located in Kusan Hilir sub-district. From Samsudin Nur International Airport, the distance is 223 kilometers and it takes 5 hours by motor vehicles to reach the location. To enter this beach location, you have to pay a ticket worth 15,000 rupiah per person. The beach opened in early January 2023, doesn't have any differences from beaches in general. Its location is equipped with water rides such as jet skis, banana boats, swimming pools, resort buildings, gazebos, and four-wheeled motorized vehicles. Each gazebo is designed with nuances resembling beaches on the island of water. So, this tourism attraction is suitable for tourists who like to take selfies. Listener, if you travel to the beach, you will feel the blue sea water by swimming. Please try the sensation of the available rides such as jet ski, banana boat, and many others. Apart from swimming and taking pictures, you can also visit the swimming pool and the lodgings around it. If you feel unsatisfied with the beach tourism, you can also continue your trip to a number of other beaches in Tanah Bambu, including Rindu Alam Beach and Pagatan Beach. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Watching you, I got my eyes on you.
Still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Miscellany for today has a topic: Jack Linko received World Class Award in London. Listeners, the Jack Linko program was awarded the highly commended Smart Ticketing program during the Transport Ticketing Global Award for Best Smart Ticketing Program category. Jack Linko is a public transport system with an integrated route management and payment system. The integration involves not only TransJakarta but also the rail-based transport system owned by the Jakarta government, such as MRT Jakarta and LRT Jakarta. Besides, the Jack Linko card can be used to pay commuter line, a railway transport operating around Greater Jakarta. The award was given in Olympia, London, the UK, at the end of January. Earlier, Jack Linko received an award in Top Governance Risk and Compliance Award 2022. President Director of PT Jack Linko Indonesia, Muhammad Kamaluddin, who received the award, said that the award marks the success of Jack Linko program as the pioneer of public transport payment system integrator. Currently, the Jack Linko program is used for four transportation modes such as MRT Jakarta, LRT Jakarta, TransJakarta, and commuter line across Greater Jakarta. Jack Linko was chosen after passing some tight judging for 2 months. It was competing against some finalists such as from Russia, Brazil, Australia, Pakistan, US, and Kazakhstan. The finalists participating in the event were international companies with long experience in the transportation sector. They are OCTI from Russia, PT Jack Linko from Indonesia, TELS and Jet Lindo Perkasa Abadi from Indonesia, Metro Rio from Brazil, Opal Digital Card and Contactless Transport Payments from Australia, the South Australian Public Transport Authority from Australia, Transvest Sawar, the Urban Mobility Company from Pakistan, Cubic Transportation System, and MTA from US, and Innoforce from Kazakhstan. That's miscellany.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia, only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a original song from Toraja entitled Sarira Parerung. This song narrates condolences to families who have been abandoned by a family member. In the past, it was often sung when a family or relative died as a condolence. However, because the rhythm is quite cheerful, now, it is often sung in various events. So the people of Toraja think that this song is about happiness. Here is Ivan Swadi featuring Putri Reski with the original song from Toraja entitled Sarira Parerung.
So you think you can go back and forth, picking up my heart and drop it back on the floor. So you think that it's fine for you to come around after what you have done. How many times have I told you I don't need your apologies? If you're just gonna keep coming around and do it on repeat, don't say sorry if you have no clue what you did wrong.
Pressure. Let's fly, just be yourself for a while, and having a good time, I'm having a good time, we're having a good time, say, good night, don't need a shake it to be wild, just having a good time, we're having a good time, until the morning comes. Now, one that you're staring, one that you thought will never groove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on. Step aside the difference, now work hard against a million. You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih.
dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moment. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment? So let's give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in a different pace, we're running in a different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust a move. It's cool, you can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'm making singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I'll simply live and make you dancing, proving myself that I am worth the begin.
We thirst the diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure, let's go.
Oh.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.